we're going to learn now the laws of Asher Yatzar and Anagat Bet HaKiseh. By us, Hashem created us in a very certain way. And in everything in our life, everything, there's halach, there's laws, how to treat ourselves, how to act, how to behave. Every detail, everything. Every detail is in halach. Nothing is outside halach. There's no gray areas. To be machlokes, there's no gray areas. It's what to do. Sometimes halach lets you play. You could do like this, like that. Okay? So, it says like this. A person has to be careful not to hold his stuff inside. He has to use the bathroom. He has to go. The bathroom has to go. And a person who holds it in and does not go, he's over on love in the Torah. It's called Bal Teshaketsu. Don't discuss yourself. He has to go. He has to go. Get up and go. Not to say, no, I'm busy now. I'm on the computer. I'm too busy now. No. Yeah, and b'ktanim, with urine, if someone holds in his urine, he also has a danger of to be barren afterwards, a man. He could burst the seed pipe, or whatever it's called.
Prostate.
Prostate?
Yep. It's the organ that's connecting the
sperm,
the bladder to the...
The kitsu is dangerous, and therefore... If someone is sitting and learning, and he says, oh, I'm just in the middle, I can't get up and then go to the bathroom, he's in the middle of learning. So he's not doing what the Torah commands. He's learning Torah. He's not doing what the Torah says. The Torah says, now get up, go to the bathroom. That's what you have to do. And someone also who holds it in, doesn't go to the bathroom, this causes his brain not to be pure. Okay.
So if your brain's not pure, that affects everything.
So now, what does that mean? How long do I have to wait from the time I start feeling I have to go to the bathroom? So, l'maaseh, some say you have 72 minutes. If 72 minutes you can hold yourself in, so you're good. Some say, if you don't feel like you have to go urgent, there's nothing, not a pressure. That's not pressure. So you're not always up, but once you feel pressure that you might miss, so you better go as soon as possible. Okay? Regarding going to the bathroom. Regarding fasting gas, there's no use to holding it. Sometimes the mitzvah to hold it. If people are going to get with amongst people and they.
Or if you're davening.
Davening is asu, amash asu. Filling on. Okay.
Train
usually. Well, here this train.
Yeah.
That's okay. Then by, yeah. No. When you go by Shah Shem, set up. So, okay, so before davening, before you go into the shir, so check yourself. Do I have to go? Even if it doesn't have to go urgently, you should go. Okay? Before shir, before davening, before that. So this, I tell you, by us, davening in the morning is long, right, daven? So I don't put on tefillin as soon as right in the beginning of davening. I say until Baruch Shama or Hodu to Baruch Shama without tefillin at all. And only then I put on tefillin. So then, a lot of times I go to the bathroom right before I put on tefillin, and then I have to go in the middle. Another halacha. A lot of times you go in a place where it's filthy.
Oh. And question on that. If you had to take your tefillin off, do you have to wrap it?
No, you have to just, it has to be covered. The box, the tefillin themselves have to be covered.
So in the plastic box or in the bag too?
Either or. Doesn't have to be both. The better in the bag, not in the plastic. You put it in the plastic, put it in the bag.
Okay.
Safe. It says that someone who leaves the tefillin out there without any cover, it's like leaving a dead alone, which is a very bad thing for the dead person to be alone. Only after you bury him, you can stay alone. Before that, all these people around in St. Tehillim and stuff like that. You don't need to fill the tefillin alone. And after the tefillin, you say a bracha when you put them on again. Talis, no. When they bath, you take talis, you don't say bracha after you don't talis. On tefillin, you take them off, you say bracha. Not only if you take them off, even if they fell off. They fell. Sometimes you're too loose, it falls completely off. Not in place at all, you take a bracha again. Let me tie them back on.
You have to see, it's like you're putting it on brand new.
Yeah. If it falls completely from the place, now it's down here, say bracha on it. If someone's walking, and he lives in Ranana or somewhere like that, where dogs make all over the place, so when he steps on you have to clean yourself immediately, as soon as possible. There's all kinds of good advice how to clean that up quickly. What's that?
I think it's dry.
What?
It steps in it and it's dry.
Dry?
It doesn't smell.
There's no problem. Doesn't stick with it. Huh? There's a certain tefillah that's brought down on the Gemara before someone uses the restroom. About the two angels that are always escorting a person. And there's a special prayer that before you go into the bathroom, you could say, like, basically it means that they wait for me here, I have to go to the bathroom, and I'll come right out. But we don't say that. The minhag today is not to say it.
Are those the same two angels that go with you on Shabbos?
No, it's different angels that go with you on
different.
Shabbos.
Okay.
You have angels of weekday and angels of Shabbos. It's a good angel and a bad angel.
Every time you do a mitzvah, you create an angel, right?
Yeah, but that's not that. That's
something different.
It's a good angel and a bad angel. You don't know the measures? If you come home on Shabbos, on Erev Shabbos you come home, and your bed is not set, and the table is not prepared, and the candle is not lit, so the bad angel says, I bless this house, that this will be the same situation next week. And the good angel is forced to say Amen. And if you come home and the candles are lit and the table is set, your bed is fixed, everything is nice, so the good angel says, I bless this house, that next week will be the same situation. And the bad angel is forced to say Amen. So please let the good angel bless us and not the bad angel.
Can there be such a thing as a bad angel?
Yeah, of course. What do you mean? Malach HaMavet, what?
How can it be a bad angel? Hashem creates angels.
Sure. So how could there be bad situations?
Say, if you do a sin, you create the bad angels.
Create bad angels.
What?
If you do a sin,
yeah.
Even Lashon Hara creates a bad angel.
Yeah. Even Lashon Hara is a very bad.
We can't see them, obviously.
Right. I never thought
that. Okay, Malach HaMavet is also a bad angel. The holy angel, but he's bad. That's a bad. That's not bad, really. It's more of a challenging situation. You can see it that way if you want. Everything in the world is Hashem's will. Nothing in this world is moving without Hashem's will. Huh? No, in our eyes, in this world that we live in, it's negative forces and positive forces. Even though in the source everything's only good and Hashem is only good, that's up there. The more you go down, the more it's split. The more you see good and bad. Murder is bad. Loving someone is good. Doing an avera is bad. Doing a mitzvah is good. Right? It's clear to us. You become more tzaddik, more righteous. You become more fine what's good, what's bad. I daven this way, it's good. I daven that way, it's bad. Kivyachol. Right? It gets more and more refined, more and more thin. The line is more and more thin. Until at the end of everything and the tap, which we can't reach in this body, there is no bad at all. All good. It all comes from Hashem. So, when one uses the restroom, he has to do it with tzniut. To do it in a modest way. Okay? To close the door, even if it's the middle of the night, even if you're alone and dark at home. Close the door to the restroom. Masada? Mal pashut. If you don't say, I'm here, I'm in the room alone, no one's there, I can do whatever I want. Hashem is there, and you have to act as if Hashem is right there. Does Hashem want me to act like this or not? Okay? If you're in the bathroom, yeah, Hashem wants you to act that way. If you're in the shower, yes, in the mikvah, Hashem wants you to act nakedly, yeah? In a naked way. You're naked and you're going to take a shower and you go into the mikveh, it's fine. But once you're out, you have to be in a different way. Everything we have a lasso, how to act. Okay. Besides the fact that, according to the Sod of Eliyahu writes here, that when a person acts modestly, it's a protection for his own, for him. People, bad forces that are created by a person's sin, they can't harm a person when he's acting modestly. Okay. Now, let's say you go to the toilet. It stinks, chaval al azman. You can't. If you're gonna stay in there, you're gonna faint. So if that open a little bit of crack, so there's a little bit of fresh air comes in. Okay. Chazal said also when we take off our clothing to sit in the bathroom. They write in a certain way, but in our since in our days we don't wear a jalabiyah, most of us, right? A jalabiyah, a robe. We don't wear a robe, most of us, in this generation. We wear pants or trousers, depends where we live. Some people wear that. So also then, you have to reveal yourself only how much that you need in order to use the restroom, not to reveal yourself too much. Okay? Don't let it go, yalla. It'd be tzanua also in bitakiseh. Okay. And immediately when you get up, to cover yourself immediately as soon as possible.
You know, it's very common today for kids.
Ma?
It's common today for kids to wear, I don't know if it really is pajamas, but it's pajama-like. It looks like pajamas, I don't know if it is pajamas, but they wear it in the street.
Well, like very light pants, very light...
No, it's like very colorful stuff. Like, and I always and I say, is that pants or is that not pants? You know what I mean? It's like because it looks like pajamas.
No, they wear the pajama garments.
Particularly people.
Zebra.
It's common among teenagers.
I mean, they look like something that looks like could be pajamas.
Yeah, right.
It's not respectful, but it's respectable.
I don't think it's respectful. I mean, I think your clothing should.
Yeah, the garments is the clothing. I respect the person. You don't go to a business meeting with a t-shirt and shorts, right?
Unless you work for Google or Israel.
For who?
Google. You can do that if you work for Microsoft, Google, some of those high-tech places.
They have like a thing like that.
They let people walk around like that.
It used to be bus drivers in Israel. It used to also be like that, but now it doesn't work anymore. You have to go.
They almost have uniforms. Almost. Blue shirt.
He was nice
in
tie.
Some of the guys dress up like that.
Yeah, it is a law.
It is.
It's a law that every public transportation company, they have to wear a suit, not a suit, whatever, button-down shirt. And,
dark pants.
This is not old, is it? Because I noticed that.
It's not old? It's at least, no. It's at least a few years.
It's always been.
Not always, 10 years. A lot of years. Many years. I don't know if everyone keeps it so strictly, but mainly they do. Especially in cities. They keep it. Okay, you don't go together to the bathroom, yeah? You can go alone.
Unless you're with a little baby that you're trying
to say that's a different story. Yeah. So now if someone goes in the he has to go in the field because there's nothing easy, he's camping out with him. So then he has to go in a way that his friends won't see him. Okay? And if it's a place where they could see him, he has to turn away that they, in a way that they won't see. Okay. And that's all talking about number two. But number one, there you go. Try to be tzanua. But you go wherever you need. The yasudas, the sacrifice are very dangerous for the bear.
Yeah.
How to clean oneself? How to clean soon. Yeah. Yeah.
You already
No, we didn't do that yet.
Oh, you didn't get to
that. The person has to be careful if he goes number one, it's not in the bathroom, it's on ground. Be careful not to get himself wet, not to get himself dirty. He should look for a place where either there's grass or there's sand. Because if it's hard, it makes balagan and he gets get himself all dirty. Okay. Make sure not to be dirty. Also, another halacha: a person, when you go number two to the bathroom, not to force. Very dangerous. Cause all kinds of bad things. The Gemara says, "We're going to with you, or in Shabbos." Not to be strong. When you feel it's coming out, then you press. But not to force yourself too much, because then if you have a problem, drink a cup of coffee before. Helps things go.
Prunes. Fiber.
If you want it to be more natural, take fiber.
Like prunes.
Prunes, or also if you take prunes and put them in water all night and drink the liquid, also it helps go. Said that? What? Yeah, it works. And it also tastes good. Yeah, that's what they make. What do you think? Do they ground it? They don't ground it. They don't grind it. Put it in water, in a cup. Put five or six in a cup. You can use them, you reuse them, the same one, a few times. Yeah, twice. Put it all night, in the morning take a cup, drink that cup of water, and it lets you go. Say after Shabbos, someone has a hard stomach, whatever.
You don't eat the...
They lose their taste after they win the water for some of the
hours. But they're still
good. Okay. So you have good advice over here.
You can eat them if you want.
You have to make boiled plates and eat them.
Instead of doing the water, you can just eat them in that.
Yeah, but it works better when it's in liquid. The body doesn't have to digest. And it works faster. Sit down. You should all be healthy, Hashem. Rambam says that most of the diseases that come on a person because of his intestines and stuff, the way he digests things. You know, we put garbage in our body. Overeating or eating bad things too much. Rambam says if someone eats anything too much, it's very bad for them. And even if it's very unhealthy things, but a little bit, he just once a week a cup of cola. It's very bad, not healthy, but it's not going to harm him so much. The body knows how to deal with it. He knows how to say what's good, what's not good. The body knows. But if he takes too much, he taxes the body. Taxes.
Excess.
Okay, so he destroys the immune system.
You
know,
taxes,
so.
You taxes.
Low taxes, more tax to tax your body. Yeah. Taxes, exactly. You need anti-taxes. You have to have pomegranate juice. Very good. Not too much. It's very strong. So, that's a health. We're not dealing with that right now. So, set up. Now, regarding the person leaving Avalacha, how does someone clean himself after using number two in the bathroom? Okay, first of all, the halacha says you have to clean yourself very well. And if someone did not clean himself well, and afterwards you realize that he was still dirty down there, then let's say daven shmona esrei, he has daven again. He has daven again. Asur bechlal to be dirty over there. Okay? If you have, some people they have a spritzer in the bathroom, some people have a, take them, I see other people take bottle with them to the bathroom, just so that for the last time they also do put some water on the tissue and clean. Or you have wipes. Just one thing, you don't put wipes down the drain. What happens when you put wipes down the drain?
Clogs
up the whole thing.
There's a certain kind that you can use.
Yeah, the paper type. Yeah. But the thick ones, the regular ones that we use for babies to clean them, it's good to have them in the bathroom anyways. And to use them also. If you feel that you're not clean, you see the tissue that you're not clean, so to be very clean. Down there, more than other places.
Just to check the tissue, whatever.
Okay, check. See that you're clean. Good. See that you're not clean. So clean that with the wipe. Or if you have water next to you, so put some water. Also good. Set down. You know, I learned by Rav Elgod how to be a Madrich HaTanim. A chassan director, whatever it's called, to teach a chassan about the marriage. And one of the things he gave us from one of the early Yisrael, from previous generations, three generations ago, over 100 years ago, that he said that even if you talk with a chatan, things, it's very uncomfortable to talk. People don't talk between each other such things. The personal things between a husband and wife. But when you teach a chatan, you have to talk to them, you have to open everything, you have to explain to them what's going on. And he said, even if it's very uncomfortable for people to hear and everything, but it's Torah, and you have to learn it. And also, regarding going to the bathroom, it's kind of weird. Now we're talking about the weird things. You go to the bathroom, we had a wipe out of this. Yeah, it's halacha, and we have to learn it. That's why I'm very open, I don't care to talk. But otherwise, besides the shiur, I'm not going to talk about it in the street. Oh, by the way, when you wipe, no, you're not going to talk. When we're learning the halacha, it's one thing. But afterwards, we keep it in here. Like when you go to the mikveh, take off the clothing, you don't say it's not tzniut, because you're going to the mikveh. Right? It's the same thing here. We're learning the halacha, so we're talking about it. Afterwards, when we leave, we don't have to talk it. Like I say, you can come to the Shabbos table and say, I learned halacha in school, in yeshiva, or something. You might not get dessert.
What?
You might not get dessert if you go there. Okay. Also, the Gemara says, and you bring that over here, not to wipe with something too hard. Like it causes, I forgot what it's called.
Hemorrhoids?
Okay, hemorrhoids. Like the Kaman Nachmanen. If you use too hard things, it's very dangerous. Sometimes I wonder if the tissues in this yeshiva are too hard. Not healthy to use so much. If you buy for the house, buy soft things. It's chashuv. Okay. We wipe with our left hand if you're righty. If you're righty, you wipe with your left hand. And not with the finger which you put the three wraps of tefillin not with the middle finger. Sadam? Because not with the right hand, because the right hand you tie the tefillin. That's why the right hand is more chashuv. And the left hand is less chashuv, but the middle finger is where you put the wrappings on. Therefore, you're not going to use the middle finger to wipe yourself. So, if a person hears this halacha first time in his life, it's kind of weird, it's kind of hard also to do. But if you do it a few times, you'll see that you get used to it. That's halacha, how to wipe. It's halacha, there's no question about it. Okay. You know, another thing, not to wipe with the pinky. So the pinky, what do? You point to the Sefer Torah. So you don't wipe with the pinky. So you're down to three fingers. If someone's a lefty, so the opposite, he wipes with his right hand.
couldn't have this guy. When I grew up, I never saw anybody do this.
It's just because you don't have to really. It goes like this. Just because she's definitely not going to use this finger to wipe. We don't use this finger to wipe.
They didn't do anything?
Or
you didn't say do anything?
It's lachovah. It's not written really in the halacha. I think it's minhag kazeh. I don't think it's written in halacha. What's the point of Sefer Torah?
Writing just a piece
of the Kali. Yeah. No. If you didn't see it, it's fine. It's not halacha. Women, even though they don't put on tefillin, they should wipe in the same way that men do, because there's other secrets why you do that way. We explain the simple way because of the tefillin. Even women that do not put on tefillin, they should wipe just like men do.
But women have to be even more careful than men.
Okay.
Because of infection.
Can okay. Be clean. So, dibu isu dibu vedakise. Sheizayer shlo yedaber vedakise pe dibu shechol pe tevachat, aber yichol mutar. If you have a gadol gadol, you can talk about it in the chamesh lifnei la'asech klal. You're not supposed to talk in the bathroom at all. At all. Not even one word. You can do only You don't talk in the bathroom. And if it's something the chuf you have to say, okay? So when you start doing that, you don't talk anymore.
Can you
answer
the bell?
Huh? You people have come to the conversation in the bathroom. Hashem Arachem. Asur to have conversation in the bathroom. And also, asur to think divrei Torah. You know, you came out of a shir, you think about what the Rav said, you go to the bathroom, you're sitting there. I still don't think divrei Torah in the bathroom. Okay? I still say shalom in a bet hamerchatz.
What?
In a bathhouse, a mikveh. You know how to say the word shalom? Or in dirty places. Sometimes you walk in a bet Yisrael where it's very crowded, and sometimes it's bad. In the summer, and the thing in the green bin, whatever that's called out, whatever they call it, the big thing is stinky and huge. You can't even think divrei Torah, nothing. You can't say shalom to anyone. Sometimes I'm davening on the way to shul and it's stinky or whatever, and I walk near. I have to stop. So, you can't say. There's a few other words which are problematic to say next to a place where it doesn't smell good. You can't say Ovadia. It's Hashem, Ovadia, Yah. Names of Hashem. All the things with Yah. Names of Hashem. Also, Shabbos is the name of Hashem. So you can't say Shabbat and not Shalom, because they're both names of Hashem. It's beautiful. On Shabbos, we're saying everyone Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat Shalom. Only in Yiddish we don't say that. We only say Good Shabbos. If someone tells you Shalom, don't talk. Just do that. Yeah. People accept it nicely also. Or you could also say, you too. Just don't mention the word shalom. Kids. Huh?
Where is this taking place?
In dirty places, in sticky places, in places where people are naked, all kinds of stuff. Also, be careful not to go into a, let's say you have a t-shirt that you wear when you go to sleep, and it says on it Shalom Kita Aleph, because the Sechnut gave you a shirt like that. It says Shalom Kita Aleph, I don't know what, or Venu Shalom Alechem. Asur to go with that into a bathroom. Why? It says Shalom on it. Shalom is the name of Hashem.
What if it's written in English? Same idea.
No problem. There's no
problem.
No problem. S-H-A-L-O-N?
Really?
There's no kedusha in letters in English.
No kedusha in English?
No. You cannot bring... It says here like this. I'm just going to say what it says, okay? Only... Ah! You know what? One second. Yeah. The only names of Hashem in English which you're now going to bring into the bathroom, is the G-O-D. That's even in English you can't bring. And therefore, there's a big problem. If you have dollars in your pocket, and it has Hashem's name on it, it has to be in two covers.
Two covers?
Yes. Because dollars have Hashem's name in it. In English, it's a shul to bring it into the bathroom. And you know, yeah.
We got, we trust.
Just in your wallet?
In your wallet, in your pocket, it's fine. But if you have it revealed, just like just the money, like this, let's shove into you. Sometimes you have like bills. It's like you go to the shul, you put a few dollars in the pocket, so you can give out, right? When you go davening, so that's a problem to walk into the bathroom like that. You put it in a wallet and in your pocket. No? Another thing, you don't bring into a bathroom anything which is written in Kitab Ashuli. Kitab Ashuli is this. These letters. If you have anything written in these letters, like a newspaper in Hebrew, you don't bring that in the bathroom. If it's written in the way we write, that you can bring into the bathroom.
You mean,
so it's kind of problematic, because why? A lot of times, the bottle which you clean the bathroom with, the detergent that you clean the toilet with, has Hebrew writing on it. And another thing, whatever, the what is it called? The smell thing?
Aerosol.
What?
Detergent.
Has
Air
refreshment.
Air refreshment.
Has letters on it. So, is it Shulchan Aruch? Not Shulchan Aruch? I'm not sure. Where does he bring it from? Yeah, he brings it from the Shulchan Aruch.
What is it?
Baya, Bekitsu.
Should not
happen. Ah, Raga? Yeah, no. He says it's the Baya. He says it's a lot of. But what are you going to do? I don't know.
You have a seat door and you're at the airport and you have it in your carry-on. You're not supposed to leave it on the other hand outside.
What's your car?
Or any seat door. Any condition you could say.
You put it on the side.
Sure,
you have a carry-on?
Yes,
in
carry-on.
Two covers, it's fine.
Yeah. Okay.
Two covers is fine. Your tefillin, you go with your tefillin. You leave your tefillin outside, don't have to take them. They're in two covers already. Everyone's tefillin is usually in two covers. First of all, you have the plastic and you have the cloth. And a lot of times you also have another plastic on it. Right. But you have to walk with it straight into the bathroom. Two covers, la baya. One cover, it's a problem. Some say even the cover of the sitter itself is the cover, but not. It's not good to trust that. Is it the other guy who gives a shit? What's his name? Is he here?
Not yet.
Maybe he's outside. Because sometimes he doesn't like to walk. Shmuel, check if he's outside. The rabbi gives pirkei avot.
Yeah,
he's there. You just got here?
Yeah.
Ah, good. Okay. I wanted to make sure, because I know you always wait till I finish. So, Bezod Hashem, everyone should have a good Shabbos. And Chag Shavuot Sameach.
Amen.